Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Alone and with no sense of purpose or direction, British resident Lee Williams agreed to smuggle a suitcase containing 5 kilos of heroin out of Thailand. He was caught and at 27 years of age, sentenced to 200 years in jail. Lee said it was the most stupid thing he could do. His mum had died. He had no siblings. His life was at an all-time low. He said he knew he wouldn't get the suitcase through customs, but he did it for lack of any better ideas. He was in the cell with others for 18 hours a day, and they slept on the floor with the rats, mosquitoes, and cockroaches running around. All the inmates, many with diseases, were chained to each other, and their toilet was a hole in the floor. It was a nightmare Lee shared. Missionaries would go in and read the Bible to them, well, shouting the verses above all the noise to the prisoners on the other side of the bars. That was the limit of the access to prisoners. The missionaries also bought food for them, otherwise the prisoners had to pay for it. 2 years into his sentence, the sentence became unbearable for Lee, and he opted for solitary confinement, 24/7 in an 8-foot by 6-foot cell. That's about 2.5 by 1.8 meters. He spent hours reading the Bible that the missionaries had given him. When he got to Jesus' teachings about how he sets the captives free, Lee cried out to Jesus to be free. So anyway, as days and weeks went by in solitary confinement, Lee contracted TB. When he was in the hospital, the British Embassy helped him to apply to do out his remaining sentence in a British prison. They said it was a long shot, but he had nothing to lose applying for repatriation. 5 years later, officers went to Lee's cell in Thailand and said, "You're going to England." One day, after many years in his cell in the British prison, someone came to tell him he'd been given a royal pardon from the King of Thailand. He remembers how he cried out to Jesus to be free. Today, Lee follows Jesus and works for an organisation that supports released prisoners, helping them to develop new skills for a new life. I'm Aaron Wright.